Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please.
To get at it, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You can always tell pretty much when I'm sort of distracted, right?
You can, a little bit.
Yeah. What's your first clue? This requires a certain amount of talent. I'm doing 2.5 things at the same time. I sent Kara something that was important. I was paying attention to you, Kenny, and what's going on. I was thinking that Jennifer wasn't here, and shouldn't she be ashamed? And then I was thinking about Donald Trump. Have you seen there's always going to be, when somebody like Trump, who, by the way, according to the stats that have been released this morning, Donald is getting more coverage on the broadcast network evening newscast than all the other candidates combined. Democrats, Republicans, makes no difference. Trump is leading. He's out-trumping the others. So as a result of that, there are a lot of people who are having fun with it. I must say, and I've said this before, so it's not like it was new, I'm getting so tired, especially of Jimmy Fallon, who's lousy anyway at the monologue. Jimmy Fallon's monologue ought to be cut to about 30 seconds. Get him off with the monologue because he's not funny, and have him do some of the other stuff, the skit stuff that he's good at. He sucks as a monologuist. Myers isn't bad. Conan is the best of the bunch that are out there, but there's so many people that are on vacation. Now we don't have that, you know, that good solid let's go after them sort of thing every day, so I'll sort of stand in their stead with some silly things that'll make you smile. All right, ready. These are all Twitter hashtag campaigns. When Trump is elected, Donald Care will cover spray tans, highlights, and Botox. When Trump is elected, Canada will erect a huge wall to prevent mass immigration. When Trump is elected, the first illegal immigrant he must deport is that undocumented worker living on his head. See, I don't think those are fun. I think the stuff about his hair is just not funny.
Yeah, the hair stuff is over.
When Trump is elected, his hair will have his own Secret Service agency. See, that's not fun. Hair Force One, you know, that kind of thing. But there are a couple of good ones that are there. You might make up one. How about it? You want to have a little contest? 888-302-3684. Or maybe we can have people post this on Facebook, facebook.com/ Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. And for your trouble, we will give you a sample pack of Cedarside original 100% organic bug spray that you have to have around your home, your family this time of year. All right? So if you can come up with a good, when Trump is elected, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, at 888-302-3684. We get a couple of good ones on, and Facebook as well. Help yourself. 888-302-DOUG or facebook.com/good day. Twitter at Good Day. The line after. When Trump is elected. Do-do-do-do-do-do. All right. So a lot of people this Good Day are talking about something that Mr. Obama said. I think he said this yesterday. I'm not sure. He said he could win a third term if allowed by the Constitution. but said he was looking forward to life after the presidency when he will be able to take a walk and spend time with his family. You buy that?
Well, I think there are a lot of people who are looking forward to him taking a walk.
Yeah, huh? How about today? This is not a political program like all the other political shows here, but I thought that was an interesting comment on his lack of reality. But maybe, I mean, I said the same thing about George Bush when he ran a second time and got reelected. But it depends on who gets put up against you. Go ahead, Kenny.
He was said that because there's been so much of attacking of all the candidates attacking each other instead of talking about anything important. That was why he said that, because none of them, I mean, Trump talks about immigration a little bit, but he talks just as much about what losers everyone else is.
Yeah.
And they're all just attacking each other.
Well, and what's the construct here? Here's something to put into your mind. You know that I get philosophical from time to time. Sometimes I'm more philosophical than others. This summer, or actually since Charlotte died, which was in April, and from that point to this, I have been much more philosophical about life. And as we get into the summertime, and you look around, and this is the time of year when most people enjoy themselves more for whatever the reason. Mostly because of the good weather, we feel good about being warm. Much better to be warm than cold. The whole idea of what's going on in the world keeps coming back around and focusing. And we can use America. We can use politics. You can use business. You can use medicine. You can come up with almost any example of corruption, corrosion, and the kind of clandestine activity that makes us all wonder, where's this going? The whole business about this global, I get paid by the words, I put two words together sometimes, the global robot arms race. There are people who are arguing in favor of robots. Put robots on the battlefield, that would save lives. What would save lives is not to go to war. Well, that's what saves lives. Don't go to war. Fix problems. Find solutions. People are fed up. And the fact that we follow a clown like Donald Trump to the point that we are, as a potential leader, shows you how disturbed the force is. And the force is really disturbed. There are huge, huge, huge problems that are not being solved. We're just brushing them off. Whether it's in your community, whether it's in your state, whether it's in your country. Huge problems. And people are just, I mean, look at the budget situation in America. There's no budget. Hasn't been a budget since George Bush was president. So people just spend and do, and they shrug it off. Okay, so we're $18 trillion in debt. That's a huge problem. Look at the number of people in our country who go to bed hungry every night. A huge problem. Look at the number of people who are murdered every day on their streets. A huge problem. The number of people around the world who are displaced because of war. Huge problem. More huge than ever because we have more people on the planet than the planet can sustain. Huge problem. What's being done to fix all of this stuff? Nothing really. Things go on. People keep having children. People go to bed at night hungry. People go to bed at night hating other people. Huge problems. The fact, whether you believe in astrology or you don't believe in astrology, if you do, you know about what I am about to say is about from whence I come, maybe is a better way of putting it forth. It was no coincidence. What did somebody say yesterday when I was off on a toot? Give him his Prozac. Did I do that from somebody?
Yeah.
Yesterday. This is not meant to be anything other than what it really is. It's an observation. That's what conversation on the radio is all about for the most part. It's observation. My observation is that we have huge problems and we are not solving them. So people are beginning to say, what's this all about? Why are we here? Literally, there are people, there are hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of people who are involved in the shifting of our consciousness that's going on in this world, in our country, and around the world, because people see things that are problems that are not being solved. We supposedly have leadership. We see more greed, more corruption, and it's just not being fixed. And so there are people who say, okay, we've got to do something more radical. I don't know what that means, but I know that astrologically, if you were to talk to an astrologer, he or she would tell you that at this moment in time, August 2015 is around the corner, there are opportunities, if you want to call them that, possibilities, question marks as to what is going to happen because of all of these huge problems. And one of the things that is not coincidental, I got to wonder whether somebody at NASA isn't not only involved in astronomy, but astrology. Pluto has become a very big influence on the planetary movements in this galaxy and in our solar system. And the fact that we had the flyby, what was it, less than 2 weeks ago, Kenny, right?
Yeah.
And we saw bigger and more important pictures of Pluto than have ever been seen before. Pluto had been discounted as a planet. Now, it is much more in focus, literally and figuratively, because we could see it. And Pluto is having a huge influence on the other planets, and it's not a great influence. And that leads to more war, it leads to more problems. So at some point in time, all this stuff has got to give. And I just look around every day as I do this and talk about things that are going on in the world and think, what is it all about? Perhaps you might want to think about that a little bit today yourself. I give you that opportunity. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty muffin ass. We're sponsored.
Musicians, it's back to school time at Guitar Center. Guitars, drums, keyboard, DJ, and more. Time to get the school gear you really want. This weekend, we're giving you a...
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Tell that voice anywhere, Kenny. Mary J. Blige, who is joining the cast of The Wiz, along with Queen Latifah. The Wiz is set for Thursday, December the 3rd. This is following the last 2 years. The first live show was Sound of Music, I think, and then Peter Pan. Wasn't that the second one this past year?
I think so, yeah.
Well, they're not great productions, but they make a big deal out of them because they're live. And when, as a kid growing up, everything pretty much was live. Now, if there's a live TV show on, people say, wow, that's a live show. Anyway, Queen Latifah portrays the Wiz while Mary J. Blige is on board as Evelyn, the Wicked Witch of the West. Stephanie Mills is in the cast, starring as Dorothy and Aunt...
She's Auntie M. She was Dorothy in the movie.
Okay, I got it. Yeah. They're looking for somebody to play Dorothy.
Right.
So is this going to be a good show? Latifah's good. I don't know that much about Mary J. Blige. I know she's a popular singer. Is she talented in this area?
Yes, she is.
What do you think? Yeah. All right. So this would be something to look forward to then.
Yeah.
For no other reason than it will be fun to watch a live show. Latifah, I think, is one of our best. I believe she is. I would refer to her as a gem. There's something about her that is so engaging or attractive. Maybe it's the feel you get that all of it seems easy to her. She comes across as being very relaxed in roles that she plays. Am I on to something there, you think?
Yeah, and very good and very genuine.
Yeah, genuine is a great word for her. Yeah, so that'll make this a good show. Good for her. Okay, so that takes care of that. Now, on to what we normally do, away from the music, because every hour at this time we have some kind of musical interlude, musical reference. But in this hour, we like to get a taste of late night show monologues, and because most of the shows that we focus on are in reruns. We focus on Jimmy Fallon once, and this will be an obnoxious Trump joke, I guarantee you that. And then Seth Meyers.
I saw that Donald Trump is selling his penthouse suite at the Trump Park Avenue building here in New York City for $21 million. When asked why he's selling it now, Trump said, "Hey, Americans seem to be buying everything else I'm selling." Three of Donald Trump's kids have come forward to defend him and called him an incredible dad and role model. Donald was so moved that he wrote one of them back into his will. And then I'm not saying which one.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but I have found President Obama very recently to be very confident. He feels very good about himself. I think he's very excited to not be president anymore. I also think he feels like he's done a very good job being president. I don't think, even when his approval rating has been low, I think he's felt like he's done a very good job. And, you know, if you say, "We don't think you're doing a good job," he's like, "You're wrong." Now, it's just great. There's no more elections, and I think he looks at, you know, all the Republicans who are running. He's like, "Oh, yeah, you're right. That'll be better. Good, yeah." But today, that confidence really came through, because today President Obama said that he thinks he could win a third term in office if he ran. Then again, the Constitution won't allow it, screamed Hillary Clinton. He screamed it.
No! No! I think people thought Bill Clinton could win. Of all of the presidents that have been in my lifetime, and that this is the disconnect from what I would like to see versus what I think we might have seen, I think Bill Clinton could have been elected to a third term. And I think, let's see, who do we go back to? From Ronald Reagan could definitely have been elected to a third term. And then anybody before that, you can come up? Nah, I don't think so. Eisenhower, perhaps, but he didn't want him. He didn't want it. So, food for thought. Good day. 28 FDR.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Ron Christie and Bob Schrum. Coming right up, Marco Rubio said that the next president in 2017 could undo any agreed-on Iran nuclear deal. Is that right?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Bob Schrum. GOP presidential candidate Marco Rubio said that if there's a Republican president in 2017, he could undo the Iran nuclear accord. That easy?
And I think what the agreement should have been is a treaty. I think it should have been submitted to the United States Senate for its ratification, and Senator Rubio accurately notes that it's not popular enough that it would have passed. But I also think Clemens is right here, too, because the United States did negotiate this with our allies here, and I think it looks bad if a American chief executive officer walks away from a prior agreement. And again, Barack Obama, for his solid opposition to the war, in fact, increased our presence in Afghanistan before reducing it.
I think it would be incredibly irresponsible and very dangerous for the United States to reject it on day one. Actually, Jeb Bush indicated and then backed off a little because he got some criticism that that would not be a very presidential decision. The one thing I disagree again and again with Ron about is that a lot of executive agreements have been entered into by presidents, Republicans and Democrats, which have dealt with some of the most important foreign policy questions that the country faces.
That was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum, premier speechwriter and author, and Ron Christie, veteran of the Bush-Cheney White House.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Over 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To you, 33 and change after the hour. Kenny, it feels good to you?
Yes, it does.
Wednesday, the 29th of July, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello to folks listening in Shreveport and that area of Louisiana, all around Louisiana. Fort Collins, hello. Modesto, California. Santa Rosa, Palm Springs. Hello to the folks listening there in New Jersey near Morristown. We are the Doug Steffen Good Day way for you to figure out what's going on and come up with an opinion. For example, what is it that you're thinking about the circumstances in the Middle East, most notably Turkey and ISIS? I have found myself becoming very confused, frankly, in the last 24 to 48 hours, trying to figure these. Now, I say this, hopefully it sounds loving. I'm a fairly smart guy. I can look at something and I can figure it out fairly quickly. I usually have, because I have 14, 15 different sources of information in front of me most of the time when I'm on the air. I look around and I kind of draw quick conclusions. Not always am I right, and I don't always get the story right. Kenny, you'll be happy to tell you
Not always.
That I don't always get the story right. But that doesn't mean that I'm not trying or I'm not observing. Or in some cases, and I say this hopefully modestly, I don't care about some of the stuff. So I feel obliged to mention some things, and then I just kind of move on. So I may or may not get the story right because I may or may not care. In this circumstance, I think I care a lot. Because I am, if you were listening to the last half hour of the program, we got a little philosophical about the state of the world. And the point that I was making the most poignant reference to is this mess in the Middle East and how we fix it. I believe that we have been lacking in leadership there. That's a short-term reality. The long term is we better figure out how to get along with one another. At any rate, these dramatic air campaigns that Turkey is using against ISIS and the Kurds has created a situation. I think that's probably the best way of describing it, Kenny, a situation for the president, our president, who's trying to now sort of lead a fight not only against ISIS, but some of the other the enemies that turn out to be enemies of Turkey. But this is something that the president has been asking Turkey to do for a year, to go get them, go after ISIS, be more aggressive, and allow our planes to launch strikes from their Air Force base. And so this week, Turkey agreed to do that. And then the U.S. says it would help Turkey get rid of ISIS. There's about a 60-some-odd-mile stretch along the Syrian border where it's very dicey. And then Turkey started bombing Kurdish rebels in Iraq. So they're not bombing Syria anymore. They're bombing the bad guys in Iraq. And the deal was that they would bomb the areas in Syria to clean out the nests of ISIS troops so that there weren't so many of these immigrants who were trying to get into Turkey getting killed by ISIS. Not to say that Turkey isn't going after the ISIS troops, but they're also going after the Kurds that they don't like. And this bespeaks a little to the whole situation that one religion and even sects within a religion have so much animosity for each other, they want to kill each other. The Kurds, the Sunnis, the Shias, all of these various groups, they're all part of the Muslim religion. Can you imagine, as an anecdotal reference to the same thing, if Presbyterians went to war with Methodists and there was blood in the streets of communities in town where there was a Lutheran church and a Methodist church and a Baptist church and a Unitarian church and a Congregational church? That's basically what all this is. Is that an analogy, Kenny, that makes sense?
It is. Hadn't really thought about it like that, but it really is.
Yeah. So Methodists shoot Lutherans on sight. That's what's going on over there. And there's such disdain for these people, the Sunnis going after especially the Kurds and trying to figure out. That was the whole trouble in Egypt, by the way. It became a sectarian government. When Mubarak was running Egypt, it wasn't sectarian at all. He didn't give a damn about religion. You know, he had to cater to the Muslims because they were the population. It was like, you know, it's like what Mubarak was in Egypt to the Muslims is what most of the phony baloney candidates here are all about, trying to get to, especially the Republicans, to the conservative religious right. That's the same sort of thing. They don't care. You know, those people, I think maybe maybe there are a couple of them that really care. I think Mike Huckabee is earnest in what he says. I think he really believes. And for his trouble, by the way, I don't think he's in the top 10. He's not in that group of 10 for the debate next week, is he?
No.
I think he's out.
Did you see what he said about Iran?
I didn't.
That Obama is marching, because of this nuclear deal, Obama is marching Israel to the door of the oven.
Wow.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of flack for that.
Well, he should. And that's why he's not making it. But and that's the business about being wacko, the conservative, wacko, right, you know, religion is the king. It's great if you hold that and there's a base there. I mean, there's a constituency for it, but it doesn't fix the problem. And all of a sudden, I don't know that what Obama's doing with Turkey is fixing the problem. But what I know is that there are a lot of people who are displaced, a lot of people. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people in this area that have been displaced by the ISIS incursion and the war, the civil war in Syria. So here is a report from an emergency relief coordinator, a UN emergency relief coordinator, who's working with some of these refugees in this area that we're talking about.
At the UN today, Emergency Relief Coordinator Stephen O'Brien said Syrians face humanitarian suffering on a gargantuan scale. But he cautioned Turkey and the U.S. against making promises they can't guarantee.
We certainly want to work very closely with whatever is proposed, but there is a very clear need from the humanitarian's point of view, is you don't want to declare something a safe zone, wherever it may be, which would then, of course, very quickly attract people, given that we have a sort of a very severely traumatized series of communities and populations around Syria, where I use the phrase, you know, the awful choice that many people have to flee or to stay and die.
Yeah, that's what happens. And you can see pictures of these people wandering. It's almost like there's a biblical scene, the people walking across the desert to who knows what. I mean, I'm just thinking about this in terms of the Bible. And then this is the shiny penny portion of this. I'm reminded of my trip around the Paramount Studio lot this past winter when I went to the portion of the lot, which is the parking lot, in front of all of the major buildings that you probably... You see the Paramount lot from the outside as sort of a prop almost, people driving in, stars and that sort of thing. Right inside the lot is the parking lot. And the parking lot dips down about 10 feet. And that parking lot was used, it was filled with water for the filming of the Ten Commandments, what, 60 years ago? Is that about right? How long ago was the Ten Commandments? Charlton Heston and the
Ten
Commandments.
At least 50, anyway.
50, maybe 60 years ago. So in order to part the waters, they filled up the parking lot with water. And they created a drain so that when they filmed it, it looked like the water was parting, and in fact, it wasn't. It was being drained on either side of the parking lot. And all I can think of are the scenes around that where the people are walking across the desert, right? And they're trying to get to the promised land, and the Red Sea has to part, and Moses is doing it. And I think about it in terms of the reality of how much foolishness all of this is. And, I mean, it's real to the people who are getting killed, for sure, and the people who are being cast aside from their homes and their loved ones. But think about the reality of what, you know, this is, the life is a movie, or movie is a life. I think it's better, life is a movie, right? Wouldn't you think that would be, that's a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
How it presents itself. There's going to be a movie made of all of this stuff, you can be sure of that. But in the meantime, there's all this upset, and it is, the whole thing is an ungodly mess. It really is. General Martin Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, testifying to the Senate Armed Services Committee on the impact of the Iran nuclear accord on American interests. That's something that's going on today. At the same time, France's foreign minister is invited into Tehran, brought there by Iran's president to visit. What they've done because of the deal that was struck, remember, the Americans were really pushing for this. The French were not. And as a result of that, we got the order for most of the planes, or we're going to get the order for most of the planes that will go to Iran. And the French company Airbus will get very little. So the French president got all worked up about this and realized the mistake he'd made. So he asked the leaders of Iran if he could come visit with them, because he's trying to get them to buy more planes. You see how all this works? It's just,
it's all money.
It is. It's mind-boggling how all of this is so contorted and contrived. All of these wars are just about selling more guns, more tanks, more airplanes, more bullets, more weapons. That's all it is. And you take advantage, you light a fire under those who have a festering boil about something. Think about a former spouse. And those of you who can't figure out how to get along with your former spouses, there's usually something on one side or both that's like a boil that when you get together, you stick a pin in it and it hurts. Well, that's what these people all do. It's like back to, your brother killed my brother, this stuff. And now we're in a nuclear, all of this upheaval, the nuclear worries is about Cain and Abel. You realize that, right?
Yep.
That's what it is. All of this stuff goes back to Cain and Abel. And that's, you know, you say, well, Doug, that's pretty simple.
Yep.
All this stuff is very simple when you get right down to it. All right, so have we? Let's take a break from the conversation for a moment or two and think about something else, like your hair. How's your hair, Donald Trump? I wonder if Donald Trump uses Provia. What do you think? Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment that works on the causes of losing your hair. I'm betting that underneath all that hair, Donald Trump is bald. What do you think? Anybody?
Donald, if you're listening, you should call up and
call this and number, Donald.
Provia.
Yeah, 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319 for Provia. Safe for colored hair? Donald's hair is colored. Safe for treated hair? Donald's hair is treated. It's safe, Donald. Call now. Get your hair back. Imagine what he would look like with a different hairdo under the circumstances. You can have a really good head of hair. If you're losing your hair, Provia is the natural way, cleansing the pores in your scalp. Let the follicles of new hair come through. It has a nice volumizing effect as well on the hair that you have. So you look right away like you're in better shape. Starting to use Provia sounds like a good idea, right? 800-525-8319. For a limited time, you can upgrade to two bottles of Provia. One, the regular Provia. The other is a super concentrate for quicker, faster, more noticeable results. Get your hair back the natural way or get your money back. 800-525-8319.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
When you head out for fun in the sun this summer, make sure you're protected and connected with enough sunscreen and data to cover all your summer moments. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Net 10 Wireless is now offering 5 gigabytes of data at 4G LTE speed and unlimited talk and text on America's best networks to all customers for only $50 a month. So you'll have more of what you need to keep up your fun in the sun. That means more data to capture all those fun summer memories. Did you know that 5 gigabytes gives you over 5,000 photo uploads or more than 90 hours of music streaming time? You can keep busy all summer long sharing special summer moments or just relaxing knowing you're still connected. More data equals more memories. With no contracts, no credit checks, there are no surprises, unlike that pesky burn from too little sunscreen. Net10 Wireless is easy to find at 100,000 retailers across the country, including Best Buy, Kmart, Walmart, and more. It's also available online at net10wireless.com.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Musicians, it's back to school time at Guitar Center. Guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Time to get the school gear you really want. This weekend, we're giving you a huge student discount, and you don't even need to be a student. Save up to 25% off qualifying products. Get deals like a Mitchell acoustic guitar for just $99. The Dario electric guitar strings, 10 sets for $29. Concert ukuleles, only $79. Or Tokajeme drums, just $25. Don't miss Guitar Center's back to school savings, now through Sunday.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, here to take some of your time in Tech Talk time is Greg Stebbin, the technology editor from Windows Magazine. Windows Magazine, hello.
We have punishment for people who say that.
Oh, Men's Health Magazine. This foolishness. I talked to my tech guy yesterday about Windows 10, Windows 7, and all of that stuff. And I said, I want to go back to Windows 7. He says, that's great till the end of the year, and then there's no support. So what are you going to do then?
Oh, I don't think that's true.
All right. So maybe I'll make him.
Well, I'll make him Google it first and confirm that. I don't think that's true.
Go from here to Google. All right. So anyway, we get a little of Windows 10 today, but there are other things that are going on that might be more interesting, including the story about these phones. There are a billion phones, apparently, that can be hacked with just one text.
Yes.
Yeah, that story at DougSteffen.com. I want to have you figure that out with us to tell us how that works. All right, so stand by. Greg Stebbin here reporting on Good Day. If you love your Apple Music and love your iPhone, you are really going to love the news from T-Mobile that Brian Osech has for us right now.
Just over a year ago, T-Mobile changed the way customers stream music on mobile phones with Music Freedom. Now, they're adding Apple Music. Mike Katz, Senior Vice President of Marketing with T-Mobile.
With Music Freedom, your music streams free without burning through any of your 4G LTE data. And now we're ramping it up even more with Apple Music for a total of 33 services streaming free on T-Mobile. Our customers have access to over 30 million songs each month, personal recommendations, and a deeper connection between artists and fans.
But that's not all. T-Mobile is improving its industry-best iPhone offer.
Now our customers who get an iPhone 6 with Jump on Demand through Labor Day will lock in the $15 a month price on their next iPhone.
To learn more about Music Freedom, visit T-Mobile.com/Music Freedom, or to get the iPhone with Jump on Demand, visit T-Mobile.com/Jump on Demand. That's Newsbreak from T-Mobile. I'm Brian Osuch.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, buy one, get one 50% off on all HP Ink. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 2. Multi-packs count as 1, ends 8-1.
All right, Greg Stebbin on the Good Day program with the real launch of Windows 10. We've been talking about it all week long so far. Today is actually the day that you can get it. Ooh, ooh, wee, ah.
And maybe not everybody's going to get it today, which is so it makes it an interesting.
You'll get launch. It if you get it, if you get what we mean.
Yes.
All right, so what is there left to be said?
Well, you know, the one thing that has surprised me in the last 48 hours is, it surprises me because the buzz has mostly been wait and see, which I agree with. It's gotten an amazing number of really very positive reviews in the last 48 hours.
Good.
And most of those reviews end up by saying, but you don't necessarily want to rush out and upgrade tomorrow.
So is it better than H?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
all I want to know.
Oh, yeah. Tin can and a string is better than H.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Seven, what a lot of the reviewers are saying is that it's very much like 7, only better. And if you know how to use 7, you'll know how to use 10.
Really?
And that's a very good thing. And I agree with that.
All right. So let's talk for a minute about the nearly 1 billion phones that can be hacked with a text and Android bug.
Yes.
And a manner of speaking story is posted at DougStephan.com. So what's your story on this?
Well, so essentially there's a vulnerability in the code of nearly every Android phone. We're talking about 95% of all Android phones,
yeah.
which is almost a billion phones worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, something like this has required you to click on it to activate it in your phone.
Yeah.
In this case, you don't even have to activate it. You just have to get it.
Well.
Yeah, so there are things you can do. You're not going
like, to... go and commit suicide.
Well, you could turn your phone off, too,
yeah,
by the way.
There you go.
You know, if you knew there was an off switch.
Mm.
But most recent Android phones give you a way to turn off the auto-retrieve feature for multimedia messages. I know I just said a lot, so let me say it again. There's text messages and multimedia messages. This only affects, in a sense, photos and videos, multimedia, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you go into your settings, into texting, into multimedia, you can turn off auto-retrieve, and you've largely, not completely, but largely solved the problem.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Okay. Amazon wants to divide the airspace in our country into drone zones. Thumbs up or thumbs down on that?
Well, that's just obvious. Obviously, we should share the air.
All right. We are right now. You and I are breathing and sharing the same air. Greg Stebbin on the air on the Good Day program.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.